evening, Lloyd. I want to know if you are familiar with U.S. AA, United Service Auto Association. Over.
It's AA insurance, and it's very good, so I've never had any issue with it.
To ask us, former service people, a lot of people are not aware of it and how good a deal it is, so I thought I'd check with you. That's all I had. Out.
Family members that are due to the fact that they can piggyback off of my service for family members, but they also have USAA insurance. The gentlemen know that my family members, you know, they can piggyback off of my military service with USAA, but they have their insurance also, and I have my insurance with my house with it and my cars, and so I've never had any issue with it. Since I've had it at least, you know, 19 or 20 years or so.
Go in, comment. OS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with KO4PXP, Mr. Lloyd, down in Simpsonville. Lloyd, I don't have that insurance. I have thought about looking into it from time to time, but I haven't done it yet. Here, hopefully. It's been a long time ago now. I was involved in an accident. This young fellow sideswiped me. I was in the left lane, and he was in the center lane, and he was a little bit ahead of me. And he just decided to come over, and I swerved as far as I could, but I'm not going to go into oncoming traffic. And so he sideswiped my car, and he told the police officer that. But he had that particular insurance, and they were the very nicest folks to deal with, and I was on the other end, you know. the little fellow admitted that it was his fault, and he didn't look before he changed lanes. But that insurance company was a good place, good people to deal with.
They're not like any other insurance company where if you have, you know, multiple accidents, they drop you. So I've never known that happen with the USAA insurance.
I've had the same insurance for a lot of years now, same insurance company, and never had a problem with them. So once I find something that's decent, I try to stay with it. You know, I don't like to jump around a whole lot. But that's the way that works. What else you got for us tonight there, Lloyd?
For PXP, that's all I have, unless, you know, somebody wants to make other comments and that I may know something about or can add my 2 cents worth.
I'll break here and see if we got any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KOS. Good evening. Been a while. Go ahead, check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Uniform Romeo, KO4RUR, this is Chris. I'm here in Greenville just saying hello, in and out tonight.
DOS. This is KO4HKX. I got a check in from text message to relay to you. KI4DTY wants me to check him in. That's Daniel. He's down in Charleston today doing a wedding.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4RUR. That's Mr. Chris over in Greenville. And Chris, I was beginning to wonder if I was going to get to give away my door prize tonight, but you made number 50 on my list. So you got the door prize, and the door prize is bragging rights for a week. So appreciate you being with us. I also like to say good evening, KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, down in Charleston tonight via a text relay. You're from KO4HKX. Patrick, I almost forgot your call there for a minute. But appreciate you relaying Daniel in, and we got him in the log as well. We do appreciate it. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I guess that's going to about wrap it up. Floyd, I don't know if I said it or not. If I didn't, I apologize. But I thank you for staying around and talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it there, young man. We'll have to get together and do it again sometime soon. But you take care down there, and you and the missus have a wonderful evening. What's left of it, and a great day tomorrow. Don't have any more check-ins, or don't have any more comments, so I'll go ahead and close the net out. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, and God bless. This is KI4DOS, and before I clear out, I don't remember who's calling the net tomorrow night, but folks, y'all come back and give them a good dose of Rider's Crest. Enjoyed it. Thanks for letting me host the net. KI4DOS clear. Well, wait a minute. I hadn't filed my net report. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's not Wednesday night. I'm forgetting everything I'm supposed to do. I'll submit my net report right quick, and then we'll go from there. Grand total of 51 tonight, and net number 52 for this year. But again, we appreciate everybody out there at Radio Land and checked in with me tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night and give the net controller a good dose of Rider's Crest. KI4DOS, clear.
KK4JBQ. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
UE, KK4JBQ. Hello there, Chad. I hear it was a festive night tonight.
Glad to hear your voice. Yeah, so it was a festive night, very festive. So how have you been?
Helped Donna in the kitchen today. We made Christmas goodies all day. Well, so it was no kittens around, of course. I call them kittens. They're going on 2 years old. We had to sequester them because you can't work in the kitchen with things that don't need their attention. So we made bunches and bunches of boxes and barrels, and I didn't realize this morning what was in the store for me.
Casey gets in the way sometimes in the kitchen. He's so big, he blocks the walkways around the island and doesn't realize he's doing it. That, or he doesn't care, one of the two. And you end up having to step over him, or, you know, I get it. But it's just, sometimes you just got to get them out of the way. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But how's your week been?
Good. I have no complaints at all. Before today, we had marvelous weather here. Excuse me. Did some work out on the patio. I'm preparing to put a 20-meter vertical up. But before I do that, I have to work on my ground field. On my ground field. I watched a fella do. I like do-it-yourself stuff. It's not that I can't spend the money. It really isn't that at all. I just enjoy doing things myself when I can. So what this fella does is he takes L brackets. You're acquainted with them, I'm sure. They come pre-drilled, and so he takes four of them and he overlaps them. Okay. And that is your grounding plate. And then he puts that over your ground rod. And he connects one of the nut and bolt that assembled the thing You have, six around their circumference of this thing. So you connect that to your ground rod, and that is your proper ground. And another connection off of that grounding plate goes to your antenna or to your unun or choke, whichever. And then all of the remainder of the bolts that are in that plate, they go to your ground, your radio field. Oh, it's just elegant and cheap. And what's better? What's better than that? KK4JBQ.
Some wire? I know somebody has got some.
You got some too. Well, not presently. That may change in time, but I got myself a spool. Maybe I shouldn't put this out on the air, because as soon as I do and the price goes up, you know, but you'll probably be acquainted with these, what are they called? Wireless fences to keep your dog on his property. You know, if you're living in a neighborhood and you don't want your dog going further out, so you have this collar on it. And the sensor, which sends a little reminder to the dog, is buried in the ground. So I figure this stuff is intended to bury in the ground. So it's going to last a long time as a radio. And I got 500 feet of that stuff. Plenty for what, you know, for what I might do. 500 feet of that stuff for like $11. And that's inexpensive for wire. It wasn't a heavy gauge or anything, but it really doesn't have to be. So thank you for the offer, though. And I won't be getting to this for a while. I do have to be concerned about, I live in a community that has no above-ground wires. There are no poles here. There are no wires in the air here. Totally clear field. Well, where do they go? They go under the ground. That's all your electricity, your cable, your natural gas, electricity. Did I say that? Everything's underground, and you ought to, when you call, what is it, 888 number or something? When you call that and have them mark the ground, because you're going to dig. The ground looks so striped here. You just can't imagine anything going in the ground. Well, I'm going to hope and pray. I'll call. I think it's required. I'll call before I do any laying of radio fields. Excuse me. And I won't go very far. I have a notion of taking this large pizza cutter that I found. It's like a 5-inch blade or something. It's a big pizza cutter. And I'm going to go and just go a half inch. You don't have to go further than that. A half inch into the ground and lay down my radio field. I'll be done. But not for a while yet. KK4JBQ.
First thing I'll say to that is, play devil's advocate here. As soon as that marking truck drives up in your driveway and start putting orange paint all in the backyard, to a savvy HOA guy, that would be a pretty big red flag to me. But I do have a metal detector. If you're just going a half inch deep, you take this metal detector I got and see if you can, you know, detect something on your own without having a utility truck drive up and put cones out in the road and little amber lights flashing in front of the house and everything else they do, if they do that. And the second thing on the wire, so before Walt started doing his Tuesday nights, I started getting the training from you guys on this net, I made contact with a guy out in Texas on the antenna that I initially bought. So I logged him in my book and went to his QRZ website to check him out. And he builds his own antennas. And he put a little note on his QRZ page that, you know, if you need some help with an antenna, just shoot me an email. So I did. And he gave him my telephone number, and he called me. And he wanted to know what was going on. I, you know, told him I was just really struggling with his antennas, don't know what to do, da-da-da-da-da-da. So anyway, he said, I want you to go to Harbor Freight. I want you to buy a 2 30-foot extension cords. He said, you can buy them at Harbor Freight for next to nothing. And he said, you bring them 2 30-foot drop cords home, cut the jacket off of them, strip all three wires out, solder them together. And he said, now you got 90 feet on each end of perfect copper wire for cheap. And, you know, I never did do it, but I thought, man, you know what? That's a really good idea, really. You know, he said, you can even leave insulation on if you want to. But just a thought, you know. If you want some cheap wire, I thought that was a really good idea.
JBQ, well, that is really a good idea. I know I have not told you the story of the first antenna I ever put up. I went over to a ham friend's house. This is the first time that I had visited. And he had he was built sort of into a bank. So the basement exited at ground level. And street level was on the plane of the first floor. He was built into a bank, if you got that picture. So he had just moved into this house. I met his family that day, and, you know, he had a full basement that he was going to make into a shack. And as time went along, he really did fill that up with all kinds of goodies. But he was a new ham at the time, and this goes back, 10, 11 years ago. So what he wanted to build was a Carolina Wyndham. And a Carolina Wyndham is like any other Wyndham, except it's all center fed. And it uses, we discussed ugly balance earlier, it uses an ugly balance. And like the G5RV, it uses a vertical element of 450 ohm ladder line. And, I guess it was about this 70 feet that it seems like a magic number with G5RVs of coax. And he, when he moved into this house, he found a yellow commercial grade extension cord, 100 foot. So, you know, that meant he had 300 feet of really good wire when he stripped it out. And we did that, and we wound his ballon, and we measured, I forget how we did it now, we measured the height for his, he had a nice backyard, but the property line had trees just on the other side. So, I mean, he was in all kinds of good luck. He could put that antenna up, and we did it one afternoon, made this kind of involved antenna, all parts and pieces. And we spent the afternoon playing radio. We worked all morning. It was a pleasant day, though, and I don't think we even raised a sweat. So, anyway, That was real good, and I'm familiar with that stripping of extension cords. And his was free. The previous owner of the house had forgotten and left it there, you know. KK4JBQ.
That sounds fun. Talking about putting antennas up, so we put a 2-meter beam up over at my cousin's house the other day, and with a rotator. So the game is on for him. You know, and I'm excited for him because, man, you should see him. He's in there rotating that beam, and him and I have been able to make contact on Simplex all the way to Liberty from the house. So that's really encouraging. And a couple weeks ago, I put a beam up here. And I can get you on reverse when you're talking really, really good, actually. So just gonna let you know that. But the main thing I want to tell you tonight, Larry, was let me let this drop. So I got my about 2 months ago I took the exam to be a VE. And took the test and sent it off to Connecticut or wherever it is, and they sent me a little certificate with an ID card, a laminated ID card with a hole punched in it, you know. And then I submitted my application to Westcars when I got my certificate, and they got back with me last week. So guess where I went today? Guess where I went at 9 o'clock this morning?
Excellent news. That was excellent news. You you went to the Red Cross building this morning and put your first time in as a VE. Congratulations to you. Yes, sir. That's a fine thing. And just imagine how many hams you're going to make. That's how they look at it, you know. How many hams are you going to make over time? That's excellent. So you're on a rotating some kind of schedule to do this?
Excuse me to you, and I'm happy with that. whenever they need help, then, you know, I'll go help or whatever, you know. But I tell you, the interesting thing about it was, so we had one guy came and test today, this morning, for his tech license, and he made it. He passed the test. And I'm going to tell you what, I got so excited for that boy, that young man. I was more excited. I think I was more excited than he was. But I tell you what, the way they do that is they have a little card that's got holes punched out, and that lines up with the letters that they chose on the test. If there's an empty block in there, then you put a line through it. Well, three VEs have to put their mark in that circle. So each VE has a different colored ink pen. And they gave me the purple one. But, you know, I complained a little bit because it was purple. But don't you know, when it came time for me to sign my signature in that CSCE form for that young man, purple or not, I signed it just as big as I could, you know. And I will tell you, I just was so excited for him. I was real excited for him, you know. But it was a good morning, and that felt good to watch another one sprout, you know. K KO4NUE for station ID.
KO4LCI, just remember that's the third Saturday of every month.
Thank you. Glad to hear you in here. But see, I don't have to remember all that. I just do what Gary says, and that makes it a whole lot simpler.
Curiosity, Larry, was you talking about HXA Rod, about that he had, that even the SWR was as low as down as 6 meters? Was that the one you was talking about?
Oh, KK4JBQ. No, that wasn't Rod. However, Rod did have an extraordinary antenna. Just extraordinary. Rod's shack was on the second floor. And that's always a pain. I've never had a shack on the second floor. The issue is going to be ground. But he went out a window there in a spare bedroom. He turned that thing in. Model railroading was a former hobby of his. And he played guitar, as I do. And he had guitars hanging on the wall, and he had model railroad stuff. He had a diorama in that small room. it took up half the room. He had a diorama of four trains, I think, that took different paths along this. It was just gorgeous, and he had all kinds of controlled equipment and everything. Amazing. But when he put that antenna out there, it was probably an ideal situation. Dave Watson went over to his place and ran that antenna. And as you say, it was so good, and it was spot on every band. Just an excellent antenna that he had. Thank you for reminding me, Andy. It's always a good thing when I think of Rod. By the way, Chad, Rod is a silent key now. KK4JBQ.
At any rate, sorry to hear that, but at any rate, that was nice to be able to, contribute, and Gary sat next to me when we did the signatures, and that was a good feeling too, because when I went over there to take my license, to get my license, you could tell they just really worked as a team, and, back there cutting up and carrying on, and until test time, but you could just tell there was some fellowship going on there, and that was good to be a part of that. I needed that. I really did, and I enjoyed it very much. But other than that, I guess that's kind of all that's going on here that I can recall. We're getting ready for Christmas, and I told Ann I wanted money this year so I can make some changes to my ham shack, so that's kind of where I'm going with it. KO4NUE, pick it up, Andy.
KO4LZI, how you coming on getting 195, 47, and 443, 450 programmed into that icon?
I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to pull the top cover off and clean it. I got a little brush adapter to go on my vacuum cleaner so I can vacuum all the dust out of it. I know it's going to be dirty. And then there's a foot on the bottom of it. I need to tighten up. It feels like the screw may be cross-threaded or something, so I'm gonna fix that. And Then I'm gonna go through all of the bands and clean up what doesn't need to be in there, and add the two that I need. But something else I was gonna tell you too, but I don't think I'm gonna tell you. I think I'm just gonna let it be a surprise. But yeah, I'll do that. But anyway, that's where I'm at with it, Andy.
One of those repeaters one day. Want to hear you on 195 talking to Mandel yourself on the radio and get more updates from him, just like I was saying before, after they told you that originally at DOC, then they turned around so many weeks later and changed their mind and said that they'll accept out-of-county people. So I'd like for you to hear that from him yourself, huh? My opinion, they shouldn't have never told you that, because it's hard enough, no matter what county you're in, to get people interested in areas or races. They should accept anybody so long as you're, you know, you can prove you're dependable halfway.
I gotta admit, I wouldn't say the poochy lip about it. It was just, I don't know what to say about it, I guess. But after I thought about it for a little bit, I mean, it made sense, you know, that, you know, you're interacting with law enforcement, with EOC. And I'm pretty sure that in the right conditions, being a licensed ham, you can actually talk with law enforcement and under the right situation with the radio. So I mean, I get that. I mean, they were looking for people that are vetted in the community. And I mean, if you think about it for a minute, that makes perfect sense. You know, you've got an individual who is invested in his community and lives in this community. That's a little different than somebody that lives outside of the community. But let me let this thing drop. So after a day or two of thinking like that, I realized that was probably a good choice. Well, however, what was a hard pill to swallow was that some of the people on the team do not live in Pickens County. They live in other counties, and that was difficult to say. Okay, well, you know, you have members that don't live in Pickens County, but I can't be a member. That was a little difficult to deal with, but I decided, hey, I just let it go, and I did. But I may make contact with him, Andy. I'll have to think about that. I've talked with you about that a little bit, as far as trying to do a good job for the man. Let me let this drop. Understanding the difficult job that Mandel's got, if you're gonna commit to something, then you know you need to do your best and be dependable and committed. And that could be difficult to do being 50 miles away, but I'll consider it, and I'll talk with my cousin about it. And if that's something he's interested in doing, then we may do it together. Because I enjoy spending time with him and doing things with him that he likes to do. So we'll discuss it. I'll discuss it with him and see what he's got to say about it, and we'll go from there. But KL4NUE, somebody pick it up.
I'll give it to you just a bit here, Larry. KI4LZI. Well, KO4MZ, Eric Sloan, lives over at Blue Ridge, Greenville County, and he's been a member over here for, I don't know, longer than I've had, even had my license, probably 35, 40 years, probably. And that's why I see, why I say what I say. He's been a member over here all these decades, and it was okay then. Of course, he and Mandel are good friends, too. They both season handled with repeaters, but it's too hard to get help in this kind of thing today, so you can halfway prove your worth, so to speak. They won't accept you. I don't care if it's with Mandel Regan, Robert Webster in Greenville County, or whoever DC over in Spartanburg is, you know, as long as you can prove your worth. Go ahead, Larry. KI4LZI.
Hey, Ben. Well, I've been sitting on this question for a while. It's not pertinent to what we're talking about. But you mentioned that you and your cousin did some radio work today, and I have to be, to admit my ignorance, I don't know if you could be speaking about more than one cousin, and I'm not aware of another. If you were talking about Chris, who you might have been talking about, just curious.
But it was on Thursday, I think. Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah, so we went over and put a 2-meter beam up for him and got it, or we did, and got it up and working and, you know, just busy as bees, and he's happy. And that's always good for me to see when he's, you know, happy like that. And then as soon as I left, came straight home, and then we turned the beams toward one another because we've been wanting to do simplex since we got our license, but could not do it with an Omni. We just could not do it. But with two beams, I mean, it's like Shazam, you know. I mean, so we got a little channel we go to, and we kind of check in with each other every night, and then some nights we go down to 145-100, which is a CW band, and we practice our CW on 2-meter with the beams, you know. We don't have them ported into the radio. You just key the mic, and we've got a little oscillator that we send the tone out, and we'll do it that way. I mean, we're really, really horrible with CW. Really horrible. But we're trying, and I guess that's all that matters, right?
Yes, well, it is all that matters, and you're getting over one of the classic humps. You've heard of mic fright, but people also have key fright to actually go on the air for the first time and use your key. So you're over that now. It will be, if it was any trouble in the beginning at all, I mean, anyway, because you and Chris are such good friends. That's just excellent. I was wondering if you could describe one or both of these beams, if there were three-element beams or, you know, some other means of construction. It just kind of put me in mind of it. KK4JVQ.
Cushcrafts, and I want to say, Larry, don't quote me on this, but I want to say they got like 10 elements on it. We've got identical beams, and we've got them set up on a vertical polarization. And we got our own little rotators, you know, and then I've got mine in here marked Chris, and he's got his marked Chad, I think. I'm not sure, but we'll just kind of just rotate our antennas where we want them, and then just, you know, we've already figured out what our power level needs to be, what our azimuth is. And, you know, it's 10 elements, maybe. It's not three or four. It's on up there. I mean, I want to say the thing's about 10 feet long, maybe. 1-inch tubular beam, tubular piece of thin pipe. It runs down the center. And then quarter-inch aluminum elements that are spaced all the way across, you know, front and back. I think one of them is the driven element, and the rest are, I guess it's set up kind of like a Yagi or something, but it's got a lot of elements on it.
Like that's going to be a Yagi. I've never heard of a 2-meter log periodic. They look similar, but a log periodic looks like it's hung backwards because its driven element is in the front rather than in the back. I do not know how to explain that. I'm not very acquainted with them, but they do look backward. But that every additional element that you put out there, every director element that you put out there, is making your beam more narrow and more narrow and more narrow. A 10 element beam is insane. That is really super, and good for you. You're probably hearing each other real well. That's just so good. That's great. Well, thank you for coming back with that. Your turn, Andy.
Come on, 1-9. Come down, keep talking up. Gage, man. Say, I'm well to ya. I tried to get into 1-9 on occasion, but most of the time, most Caesar's head does a number on it, and I can't get into it.
Buddy, hey, Andy, Larry, Chad, hope everybody's doing well. Larry, it's good to hear you. It's been a long time.
Larry, great to hear you too. And how are you and all the little ones doing? Well, I guess they're not little anymore. Is every child out of the house now?
No, not quite yet, Larry. I got my youngest is 15, and my son is 18, but he graduated high school, still staying here for now. And my oldest is 21, and I have a grandson.
Congratulations. Well, that is wonderful. And I don't know how long ago it might have been, but have you been holding and bouncing this grandson of yours?
Well, actually, Larry, he's 4 years old. Yeah, she got started young. But she picked herself up and lifted herself off and started going again. He's about big enough now to pick me up and bounce me on his knee.
That is funny. Okay. So that just, it's one way of telling how long it's been since you and I have had a contact. It is good to hear from you. Now I'll let you catch up with Andy, and I don't know how well you know Chad, but he's a cool dude. KK4JBQ.
Well, before I catch up with Andy right quick, Larry, how's Miss Donna doing?
KK4JBQ. Donna's doing well. She, I guess in the last 4 years, she retired. And she took up art. She's an illustrator. And draws this thing they call Zen Tangles. It's really
more complicated than I want to, than I can even relate over voice, just more complicated. It's not like landscape art or product art or anything like that. It's just cool drawings. She spends a lot of time on it. She does one every day and works on it diligently. I guess that's what it takes to get good, and she is good. Well, thank you for asking. KK4JBQ.
All right, Larry, you and Miss Donna have a good one. Tell her I said hello, please. Hey, Andy, how you been doing, buddy?
You just barely caught me. I'm going to have to get out and take some insulin, but I'll say this. In the summer months, I can't even hear the 1-9 machine. I can hear it now, but with all 50 watts I got into this vertical, I can't get into it still very reliably. I can hear it. And then some I can't hear it all, but I hear you up. I heard you up there a while ago. I did, so. I know you're up there, but I just can't do Mount Mitchell the same way as I can this one. Because this very mountain that this one's on blocks me out. So you go ahead and carry on with us. If y'all stay here later, I'll be back. KI4LZI.
Good to hear you. How are you doing, Chad? This is Jamie, KJ4UHX. Think I helped you out last weekend to getting into the, a couple weeks ago or something, getting into the net.
Into that, I appreciate that. I'm doing pretty good, just trying to catch up Larry and Andy for a little bit. They've mentored me for the last, I don't know, I'd say 90, 120 days now, and got me up to speed, or got me better than, you know, where I started. So, just a good group of guys, and we usually hang around after the net and just catch up and socialize a little bit, you know. But it's nice to meet you, and you know, always nice to meet a new ham. So appreciate you turning around at me. KO4NUE, back to you, sir.
Yeah, not a problem there, Chad. I usually was on this one for a long time, but I stay mainly towards Mount Mitchell now because I got a lot of friends over that way that I stay in contact with. We help each other out from time to time, which I don't want to forget about my old friends over here either, but it's good to hear everybody on here. I hope everybody's doing well. And, Chad, I don't actually think we're that too far apart. If I'm not mistaken, somebody said you live in Campobello, and I'm over here in Chesney.
Hey, you're not too far, not too far up the road, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe. Depending on which side of Chesney you're on, but not far at all. I'd probably go, go straight up Highway 11 and probably be in Chesney probably 10, 15 minutes, maybe.
Highway 11, headed towards Fingerville and Campobello in that area. But pleasure talking to everybody, but I'm going to get back out of the way. Just wanted to pop in and say hello. Y'all carry on. Sound like y'all was having a good conversation, and we'll catch you later on. 73, everybody, KJ4UHX.
Sir, pleasure meeting you. KO4NUE, I'll be clear with you.
Up there, Jamie, and say hi to everybody. I'm sure you've replaced that 2-meter antenna that we hung for you that day. I guess it may have been the only day I've been over that way. But it was a lot of fun. I'll never forget it. You take good care. 73.
Well, it's nice to meet him. But at any rate, had a little incident happen the other day, and couldn't say anything on air about it. I mean, it's not bad or anything. It's just, I'm not sure how to word it, I guess. So, one of the club members, new to the hobby, been helping that station get their radio and antenna situation straight. And I went over there and had two antennas on the roof. And I told this operator to go in the house, and I'm going to put this antenna up, and I want you to see if you can hit this repeater. So, and I said, and come back out and let me know how it sounds. Because I built a Slim Jim for them to try. And so this operator never came back outside. So I got off of the roof and walked in the house to see what was going on. And this operator was sitting in front of the radio, and they were two guys that were, one of them wasn't angry. He was just notified that station that they interrupted, this new ham interrupted a QSO that they were having with other people on the net at that time. And I was trying to explain to this new ham that, hey, you know, when people are talking, this operator says, well, they just kept talking. And you told me to come in here and test the antenna out, and they just kept talking, and I just could not get through. So, I was just doing what you told me to do. kudos for the enthusiasm. That was really great. But I'll leave it at that. So KL4NUE, back to you, Larry.
That is enthusiasm for you, and it's hard to suppress, especially if you've waited for a period of time and you finally, you've got somebody that'll help you, and you've been given an order. Go in there and see if you can. Well, I suppose there may have been another way to do that. I can't think of it right now. But to just come back and say there's a net going on, you would have understood that, but. The thing is, he did not understand that you would understand that he couldn't interrupt a conversation. I'm sure the two hams that he interrupted have already forgotten that, you know. But he'll never forget it. And your installation went well otherwise.
Not at all. Not at all good. Just a lot of issues there that we're gonna have to straighten out. But that's okay. We'll work it out. Just take a little bit of time. But you're exactly right. I mean, when you get your license and you kind of don't know what to do after that. When you get somebody that can help you, it's just the excitement, you know. And, I wish you could have seen their face when, you know, they made first contact. And just to be there and watch that happen, that is quite an experience to share with somebody, you know. You get to relive all that excitement, and you get to be a part of that moment, and that's the kind of stuff I enjoy, is seeing that joy come through in people, you know. That's just, I don't know what it is. I just really enjoy that, I guess. But it was a mistake, but it was not, you know, not meant to be anything other than what it was. But anyway, back to you, Larry. KO4NUE.